serious. Super serious and super can't get to sleep. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. We're on one of the most relaxing trains in the world, passing through snowy countryside, and I can't get a wink. I should be snoring louder than a cartoon Chandler, but I'm not. What's up with that? Hey. No. You can't leave me alone with this. I need your support as my one true friend. No, I only pretend to have others so I don't seem needy. I mean more than is considered acceptable. Come on. I know I'm a pain, but that's the whole point of friendship. I'm a pain, you're a pain, we're each other's pain. Please. Please. I don't know what's wrong and I can't nod off. Please. Please, 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 please. Tips for drifting off to La La Land? Count sheep. You really think I'd have bothered you without trying that? Oh, shush. I did too. Well, I sort of did. I thought about it, but counting's not my strong suit. Come on. Look at you, you're making it look so easy. Teach me your ways, senpai. My young mind requires guidance. Come on. If you're not gonna give me some suggestions, I'll just have to keep talking and talking and talk. What? Are you serious? Get in with you? You don't have to tell me twice. I never really liked the top bunk anyway. I'm always scared I'll roll out of it. I know. An embarrassing way to die. I'd never live it down in heaven. Heaven or purgatory. I don't know. Maybe I did something bad I need to atone for. I do bad things. Sometimes when I split a treat with you, I tell you I've given you the bigger half when really I haven't. I know, I'm basically Hitler. Except even Hitler cared about Germany or something. Yes, flexing the old IQ on you. No need to panic. You're so cute when you're annoyed. Mm-hmm. This is nice. Sleeping next to someone. This orb is soft. I hear you breathing in my ear. No, it's nice. It's like listening to a clock. Up and down, in and out. Plus it tickles. In a good way. Oh, thank you. For putting up with me. I know you spoil me. Even when you shouldn't. Of course, sometimes you should spoil me. That's the whole point of love. To spoil and be spoiled. But you let me know anytime you are spoiling. That's not exactly your strong suit. I mean it. It's okay to tell people what you want. And you know, sometimes, you might even get the thing you're asking for. Well, look at me. I wanted you to look after me, and you did. I asked, I got. Cha-ching. I know you might have said no. But had I not, I'd still be up on that cold bunk. Makes perfect sense. You don't ask, you don't get. I can't remember the last time I slept next to someone. And you? I guess it's rare nowadays, huh? Even if you have a partner or someone close by. We don't reach out as often as we should. I don't think so. You like it too? Being close? You can tell me if you don't. I'll go back up. Yeah, but making you uncomfortable would make me more awake. You sure? Okay, good. You're way too comfortable to leave. Will you do me a favor? Will you wrap your arms around me? I just want to be warmer. I never told you this before. You always smell so good. You do. So clean and fresh. Like laundry just out of the dryer. So warm, too. You always are. Even less cold. I'll try not to put my feet on you. But they might just seek you out. I'm afraid I can make no promises. What? Really? Are you actually wanting my icicles on your furnace feet? Oh, you're a good person, and I've always respected you for that. And coming in with the dead toes. Oh, that's so good. I feel like I'm melting. Oh. Is there a bad way to melt? I don't think so. This is heaven. What? What do you mean, even if it's with you? That's what I want to do this with. What? I win. Even if it's just like this, I wouldn't want anyone else. It's you. It doesn't matter. I just mean, you're more to me than you know. So don't go saying someone else would be fine. They wouldn't. I don't just want anyone to hold me. There'd be no meaning in that. No warmth or anything. You're you. You're the you I know. You I trust. You I love. And you know what that means. You just never address it. It's okay. Neither have I. I think both of us are just so used to our routine. Our boundaries. Besides, change is scary. It's all right. There's no pressure from me. More than anything, I just want us to be close. Be there for each other. Whatever that means. I told you. You don't know how important you are. That's why you say silly things. Someone else. Yeah, right. Science, who else spoils like you do? Exactly. So face it. You're the only one that'll do. I'm sorry. It's the burden you must carry. You'll only have your furnace feet to blame. I mean it. No pressure, no tricks, no conditions. I'm here whenever. But you really didn't have to bring it up right now, did? Well, I guess that makes you even stupider. Why does that feel so easy? It feels like sleep. We might have some stuff to talk about. Right now, you just keep holding me.